8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Joining us, the superintendent, Galesburg District 205, Dr. John Asplund, as the first half of the school year is wrapped up. Again, I guess just got the second half started earlier this week. Good morning, Dr. Asplund. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, let's, kind of wrap up the first half of the school year and how things looked from the administration side of things.
Yeah, I really would go on record as saying I think we had a fantastic first half of the year and had a lot of great things going on in the classrooms, out in the band, the choir, the sports teams, the debate teams, the newspapers. We've had so many great things going on and so many wonderful things that the teachers and the kids are doing every day. And administratively, we've been working on a lot of curriculum issues and assessment things and work with the staff. And obviously now we've got the building study that's, kind of ongoing. And we've made a lot of progress there. And Monday night we'll ask the board for their consent, basically, to move forward with the committees that we are trying to establish to try to get this moving forward in a rational manner, because we want to make really good decisions, but we also have time deadlines we have to make. So we need to put a process together to get as much input as we can in a reasonable way.
We'll talk more about that coming up. I want to mention you said working on curriculum. Is that something that you have to take a look at every year? And how big are the changes you make? Obviously, there are specific rules you have to follow, whether it's federal or state rules. So what kind of things are you looking at, and are the big changes coming, or are there just minor changes each year?
Fortunately, when I got here there, the curriculum was mostly done in most areas. And when I say done, you're always kind of tweaking it. But so last year we really kind of tightened it up to make sure that it was articulated, meaning that second grade knew what third grade was doing and knew what first grade was doing and so on and so forth. And we did that work last year, and this year we're working on assessments for making sure that we're assessing that curriculum. So that's very important work. And then we're running also curriculum audits. So if we say we're teaching it now, we have to then go through and look to see if and when and where we are teaching it and how we're teaching it and making sure that it's implemented similarly across five grade schools, two junior highs and a high school, two high schools really. So, it's always an ongoing process, but no, there's no huge sea changes coming in that area.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. So the first half of the year is wrapped up, just got back underway here the second half. And I sometimes get to the point over that break that maybe students are more ready to come back than teachers sometimes.
Well, yeah. It's always kind of a push-pull. You get to Christmas and you're so excited to have that winter break, and then all of a sudden, maybe they're home for a couple weeks, or especially like if you're a basketball player or you're a wrestler, they don't really get a lot of break anyway.
Right.
So I think a lot of them are kind of looking forward to coming back, getting back in a routine. And then a lot of that is the routine that people really like to get back into. And so this first week is usually kind of fun. We know that when we get into February, sometimes that kind of starts to get into a grind, and there's kind of an ebb and flow to every school year. But right now, people are pretty happy.
Yeah, and you mentioned that getting into that routine. I talked about that with Coach Massey. It was last week, last Thursday night, a conference game, game with no school. You had Quincy come to town. There was actually a really good crowd. What really impressed me, there was a really great student crowd that night.
No, I was there. That was a really good crowd. And, as a former football coach, I know I used to hate to have games on nights when we didn't have school. I always thought we played a lot worse. Because kids were so used to that routine.
Yeah, and that's kind of what Coach Massey was saying, but that didn't affect him, though. They played really well.
Really well that night.
Yeah. All right, so Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Before we get into talking about what's coming up in the second half of the year, let's talk about what has been talked about over and over, and I think people didn't understand that it's not all of a sudden like, okay, we made the decision, we're going to close schools down immediately and start moving kids around. It doesn't work. It's a long-term thing, and it's not something that's a quick and easy process. And people say, well, they already had these plans in place. No. Well, you couldn't have plans in place until you approved the fact that you were going to do something.
Correct, yeah. Well, and I think you summed that up really well, that we did not have any plans in place because we really didn't know what direction we were going to go. It was based on feedback. It was based on what ability we had to even make a move based on how much money we have and where you could spend that money. So, we're right now in the process of putting together some, what I want to say, parameters for people to be able to make decisions on how to improve and add on to some of the buildings, and in other cases, just renovate buildings. So we're looking at, if all goes well, and this is by no means a promise, but if all goes well, hopefully this summer we'll be breaking ground on an addition at Steele and at Lombard and maybe at King. But, you know, we're not going to be able to move forward on the high school building yet because there are so many decisions that have to be made before we actually renovate the building that, you know, I would much rather wait a little bit longer. And we knew we were going to have to spread the project out anyway. I mean, you can't do it all at once. You don't have enough contractors to get all that work done. But if we were going to do it, we needed some decisions were going to take longer to be made. And so I'd rather make good decisions, as you know, everybody would. And so we have to spread that out to make sure that we plan this thing appropriately.
Well, and some of the things that I know you don't look at social media, but some of those things floating out there that were kind of ridiculous. Now they're going to do the high school last, but they're going to go stick all the junior high kids in there. They're going to be with the high school kids. They're not even going to have it done. They're going to be all together.
No.
It's not happening like that. The kids won't move. There won't be any movement
Correct.
Of students until whatever physical work that needs to be done is complete.
Well,
right?
Yeah, we're not going to put students in a construction zone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. I mean, we can still inhabit the buildings that we're not planning to keep. It's just we have a kind of a timeline, but that timeline's still 6 years away. So, you know, we don't plan to use the whole 6 years. But, you know, we are trying to move forward in a way that we can take advantage of the fact that every year gets a little bit more expensive to do the work. That's why we wanted to start now. But at the same time, we don't want to move so fast that after we get done, we realize we made some horrible decisions we have to live with for 30 years. So, you know, we're trying to make sure that we honor both kind of masters on that and really kind of move forward in a way to try to save money, but also make really good decisions.
So are we at a point now that we are going to have architects and engineers come in and take a look at buildings? And because that part hadn't even, that's what the other thing people don't understand. They don't just go in and start tearing down a building.
Yeah, no.
You have to have architects and engineers involved.
Yeah, no. As a matter of fact, Monday night at the board meeting, we're asking to approve a contract for our architect to be able to do the work. So, yeah I mean, we're really, you know, we're not in a place yet. I mean, it's January. If we could break ground this summer, that would be great.
Yeah.
But there's so much work that has to happen before that. We have to get all the bid documents together, and that takes, you know, at least a month with a team of people working on it. And you have to get all the planning done to get the bid documents. Then you have to have the documents out for 2 to 3 weeks. Then you have to open the documents. Then you have to examine them. Then you have to vet the people. I mean, these things take a really long time.
And Dr. John Asplin, joining us, Nick.
Yeah, and is it going to be kind of like the building study where are they going to present a couple different like architectural plans to you guys and then you decide which ones you want to do? Or,
well, really, we're going a different way first. That's a great question though, Nick. So we're trying to get with the people that are going to provide input, whether that be staff or in some cases students, parents, you know, whatever, board members, obviously, community members. We want to know what is the outcome you want in that building? What's the product you want? And then let's work from that end first, and then let's see how does that building get constructed to best deal with what you said you wanted to get out of the building. Now, we also have realities of we only have, let's say, $4 million to spend at Steele. So, you know, it's great that you might want some stuff, but if it doesn't fit within that $4 million, mm-hmm. well, we're just not going to do it. So then you have to develop some priorities of here are things we need, here are things we want, and here are things we'd love to have. So that you know how to pull off of that if the bids get too high and you can't actually get everything that somebody said they, you know, would love to have. You want to make sure you get all the things they need. Mm-hmm. So at some point then the architects will do renderings and there'll be discussion about some aesthetic things and that will all take place at some point. But, you know, really that will be even farther down the road because right now we're just trying to put footings in the ground and build, you know, exterior walls and things of that sort so we can get to that other stuff later.
Well, with Steele in particular, and I guess you probably can't answer this based on just what you just said and the whole process, a new gymnasium was added on a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility of the old gym being made into classroom space or something else?
No, we're going to keep that as that flexible space area. As a matter of fact, and we're looking at doing the same thing, maybe not exactly the same thing, but the same concept at King. So that we can have some more flexible space. We need more PE space, place for kids to move around, place for community to meet, you know, things of that sort. So, no, we're going to keep that space as a gym.
Interesting. Good. Yeah. But I was going to say, I wasn't sure if you could answer that or not because, well, that, again, need to see architects and engineers. But so it will actually be an addition probably at both schools?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us. So, yeah, rest easy. I mean, your kids going into high school or in junior high.
Yeah, they're going to be there for a couple more years.
Yeah, and they are not, no matter what, they're not going to be mixed in. They're going to be separate from the high school kids when it happens.
Yeah, whenever that is, and we don't have a firm date yet. Yeah.
Thank you. I think that's one of the parents' biggest worry. And, again, we've had this conversation before. There are a whole lot of districts that have it that K through 12 are in the same building.
Yeah. And we're gonna have all the those things thought out to make sure that we don't cross populations very often at the 7 through 12 building. You know, as I've said in community meetings, I'm not going to promise they're never going to see each other. I mean, you know, that's not something I can promise. But we're going to put things together so that there's obviously supervision of those students at all times. So I really would want to tell parents again, it's really, 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 it is not going to be an issue.
I think one of the questions I think a lot of people had was lunch periods and separation there. Do you know that yet, how that would all work?
No, but that's a great thing to ask, because that was one of the meetings that we were having 2 days ago, because that's kind of the things have to happen in stages. And so one of the very first things we have to get done is figure out how we're going to make sure there's two cafeterias and one kitchen.
Okay.
So that we can make sure that in the cafeteria setting, there's a middle school area and there's a high school area, and those two populations don't mix at that point.
Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us. Second half of the school year just got underway earlier this week. Well, obviously there's a lot on your plate with that, but what else here in the second half of the school year are you looking forward to?
Well, it's just like any other time. It's always a great thing to see just the things that are going on in the classroom every day and what's going on. And then as it gets warmer, seeing kids get a little bit more excited and, moving around and getting excited about that. And the cold and flu season goes away, and so people are healthier. And I'm really looking forward to just getting through the year again and going into the classrooms and seeing what's going on. And, I'm in the buildings about every day, so it's always fun to just go see something new or a teacher invite you in. And so you go in and see what's going on there. And, there's nothing in particular that I'm necessarily looking forward to in any building over another. Obviously, the Great Galesburg Shake comes up in the spring, and that's a great thing. And, winter, we're still, it's crazy now. We're actually talking about regional basketball, and, that's coming up, and that seems insane that we're already there.
It seems like the football playoffs
just happened,
over,
right? So. Yeah. And I'm really terribly sad that we won't play Bria Beal anymore in basketball. It's breaking my heart.
It'd be nice for watching her on TV.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's breaking my heart. I'm sure it is Coach Massey's too. There's just a lot of that going on. And I love going to sporting events, and it's not just because of the sports, it's because the pep band's there and the cheerleaders and the whole community's there, and it's just those things are always great to see. I don't care where I've been, those are always just some of the highlights of the year, just to go to those games and see so many people out and supporting the kids and being part of the community, and that's always fun. And I don't want to put too much pressure on Coach Pickerel, but I'm really looking forward to baseball season.
Yeah, I was talking with Coach Schwab the other day. I talked to Jeremy a little bit and Coach Schwab about the pitching staff this year.
Wow, it's all about the pitchers, and I know we have at least four.
Yeah, that it's going to be interesting. We'll get Jeremy. In fact, they've got a trivia night coming up, and I think it's next week. We'll talk more about that. Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us this morning. You mentioned the Great Galesburg Shake, and that's one of the many really, really cool things to get young kids kind of on the right path of doing the right thing and knowing things that aren't necessarily always taught in schools, how to shake a hand, how to look somebody in the eye. So when they have their first job interview, whether it's in high school or when they're out of school or meeting with a college admissions counselor, that they're learning something. Are you seeing, and I know you're just in your second year, but the effects and things you've talked with teachers, the effects of that. And not only that, but like, for instance, with the solutions program through the YMCA. Are you kind of seeing some of the effects and positive effects of those things?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, if you go into, I'll just use the example, Leanne Sherpy teaches over at Steele. If you go into her class and her students all walk up to you and shake your hand and say, hello, good morning, my name is, that's awesome. And then from that, so last year, and I'll give all the credit to, we were in a curriculum committee meeting, this was last spring, and Jean Ann Glasnovich, who's a board member, and Amy Pickerel, the board member, they said to me at the time, and it was all their idea, and I think it was a wonderful idea, so I'm taking none of the credit, is they said, we should have a public speaking part of our curriculum. There should be, like a K-12 public speaking rubric that we can grade all our kids on and assess them. I'm like, man, that's a really good idea. So We asked the board to approve that as a goal for this year, and among other goals, that's one that we're doing. So we're trying to instruct every student, kindergarten through 12th grade, on those skills, not only public speaking, but poise, presentation, how to look people in the eye. I mean, and our teachers have really taken to it and really done a lot of work. Tiffany Springer, our curriculum director, has done a ton of work on that, as has the committee that she put together. And so I just see this getting bigger and bigger and really more impactful for all our kids, and I'm really, really happy about that.
And some of these things that have more an effect than, I mean, there's some required curriculum that has less of an effect than some of these things do on a kid's life.
Absolutely. I mean, if you know, I can't tell you how many, as I tell my own children, hey, I've interviewed, I don't know, 5,000 people in my life. And you can tell pretty quickly when they walk in the door whether you're even going to give them a second interview or not.
Yeah.
Because if they don't want to look you in the eye, if they, you know, if their social skills just aren't there, you know, you can't make a first impression again, you know, and that's really important for our kids. And, you know, I think this will be among the more impactful things for them as they move forward in their lives, because this is a skill that you will always be able to use.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, yeah, a resume is great, and you could be the top in your class at Harvard or Stanford or University of Illinois, and this other person came with a really good grades from Western Illinois or Monmouth College, and if having those skills, making that first impression, there's not that you can't do the job from whatever school, but it's that first impression. It's like, okay, they're like this with me. They're going to be confident in front of the classroom, they know how to speak to the. They know how to speak to me. They know how to speak to the kids. I mean, or whatever the job may be.
Well, exactly. And you know, it reminds me of a joke that one of my ministers told me years ago. He was talking about being Scandinavian, which, you know, I'm Swedish, and half the people around here are Scandinavian. And he said, "How do you spot an extrovert Scandinavian? They stare at your shoes when they talk to you." And so, you know, I always think of that joke. It's like, you know, that eye contact is really a huge thing. And it's something that everybody needs to pay attention to how you interact with other people. And, you know, I don't want to sound like an ancient human being here, but I think social media and, you know, our kids just kind of stare at screens, not just kids, it's adults too.
Yeah.
Stare at screens. We really are losing that skill. And I think it's so much more important now that we focus on that, because it's always going to be important for us to learn how to talk to one another. And we see on the news great examples of how our elected officials can't do it, or won't, at least. I'm sure they can. They just don't. And so anything that we can do to model that behavior and help our kids instill that in our kids, that's always going to be a good thing for them and for our community and for our society.
And make sure you tell them if they want to be an introvert and not look at people. Work in radio. We don't see anybody while we're here. We're just looking at the microphone.
My dad always told me I had a face for radio. That's all I ever
did. That's why we all ended up here. Oh, you're doing TV? No, did you see me? That you have to have a look for TV. That's exactly. Dr. John Asplund joining us, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent. Anything else we need to know, John, as we get here into the second half of the year?
Here's an interesting thing, and I'm sure the other superintendents will talk about it. So the state decided in November to add 2 days of student attendance to the school year next year. Yeah, that was good timing.
Wonderful.
I say tongue-in-cheek for anybody out there listening. I don't necessarily quarrel with their logic, but putting it in November for the next year is really typical, but, you know, disappointing. So we're meeting with the GEA and the calendar committee on Monday to talk about how we're going to do that, and I don't really have an answer yet. And, you know, more days of student attendance and more instruction is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. But say, and here's 2 months to figure out how to plan that. You know,
what's their rationale, or do they have one?
I didn't hear one.
Yeah.
It's part of a bigger issue of, they're saying now that there have always been very strict requirements on what a school day counts. Like, you have to be there so many hours and all that sort of thing. And they've kind of removed those. So districts are given a lot more broad authority to say, let's just say hypothetically there was what we would call a snow day, but if every kid had an internet-connected device at home, you could be working on homework and we could count it as an attendance day if you could prove that they did it. Now, we're not there, so anybody listening out there don't go, oh, next year there's no snow day. No, we're not. This is going to take a lot more planning than that. But there are districts that already do that up in the suburbs, high school districts where the kids have, you know, laptops and things of that sort. But, you know, there is some flexibility there for how you can count an attendance day, and I think there's some exciting possibilities with that. I just wish we'd been given a little bit more time. So we're going to be dealing with that here in the next month or two and really trying to figure out how we're going to get that done. And, you know, we're working with the teachers to try to figure out how to best do that.
You know, that you brought up a point with the Chromebooks and that. I'm seeing these things, of course, this is floating out there on social media. Oh, studies say that kids learn better out of textbooks than – it's the same – It's the same information. Is there? Do you see a difference, or have you seen or read anything?
There is. Yeah, I mean, there is some. There is some research out there about the blue light on a screen and how that can reduce your ability to retain the information. I've seen those studies. You know, there aren't a lot of them. It's still kind of a new thing, so I don't know. I'll be the first to tell you. I like to read a book rather than a screen.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know. Because I'm close to 50. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because it's just what I like. I like to hold a book. You know, that's that. But I think everybody learns in a different way. So yeah. I think it's really difficult to say this is good, this is bad.
Yeah,
I
just it
think
seems it's like it's more subjective than anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think you try to do what's best for the individual, and you try to provide as many different routes for that person so that they can learn in the best way they can, because everybody's different.
Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent. Well, good luck with adding the 2 days in a very short period of time, because you really have nothing else to worry about, nothing else to do.
Yeah. I mean, I had a meeting. We had an administrator's meeting yesterday, and I showed him all the list of committees we were doing. And I go, now, before I show this to you, I just want you to know when you're done looking at it, you're going to be really tired. I go, I get that. I go, that, but this is just how it's going to be for the next couple of years. We're going to be like our hair's on fire, even though I don't have any. But that's, you know, this is how it's going to be. You know, we're just going to be pedal to the floor all the time now for the next couple of years, just trying to get all this stuff done.
John, thanks so much. Always appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.